Jackie and Stan Mazakis have been working for more than 2 years to open a safe house in Haines called Becky's Place. It's named after someone Jackie lost about 30 years ago.
I had a sister named Becky, who I lost to domestic violence. And I countless times wonder why she went back. Why didn't she tell us? Didn't she know she had help and support?
Jackie has worked to support people in abusive situations in Haines, Cluckwan, Skagway, and other rural towns for about 5 years. She's a domestic violence and sexual assault health educator with Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH. Just to note, her work with SEARCH is not connected to her efforts with Becky's Place.
Many of the women that would come and see me, they would leave and go home and many times return back to the abusive situation.
State-affiliated domestic violence shelters in Southeast are located in Juneau, Ketchikan, and Sitka. If an abuse victim in Haines or another rural community needs a safe place to stay for a week or a month,
we put them on the ferry one way to the shelter.
Safety planning in rural areas looks a little different than it does here in Juneau.
Mandy Cole is the deputy director at AWARE in Juneau. AWARE has an emergency shelter, trained advocates, and prevention services. They also do outreach to 9 rural communities, including Haines and Skagway.
Rural communities have different access to resources. You know, for example, if a woman walks in here to AWARE in Juneau, anytime before 4 o'clock, I can basically get her turn around a protection order with her and get her to the court and get a protection order that day. And that's not always the case in rural communities. Same thing with law enforcement, same thing with additional safe homes or shelters.
Cole says most of the rural communities they serve have unofficial safe houses where victims can go. Sometimes it's a private home, sometimes a bed and breakfast will put someone up. For Mazakis, that sort of unofficial network doesn't seem like enough. The more she worked with domestic violence survivors, the more she realized that not having a shelter in town was an obstacle for some people in leaving their abuser. They would say things like,
I can't pull my child out of school. It's the only security that they have, even though they go back to the abusive situation. I can't leave. My mom is here, or my dad. I'm taking care of them. I can't leave. Or maybe I have a part-time job. It's the only security I have. I can't make it out in the real world.
A few years ago, it got to be too much.
You know, your heart can only get so heavy, and that's the point I was at. We have to do something. We have to do something. So what are our options?
So since 2012, Jackie and Stan have been working to raise funds for Becky's Place. They went through the long process of applying for nonprofit status, and in fall of 2013, Becky's Place became a certified 501c3 nonprofit. Mazakis says people in Haines are gaining more awareness about domestic violence and sexual assault. She's gathered statistics from a local counseling service to give a picture of the problem.
In 2011, they had 7 domestic violence incident reports. In 2012, we had 14. In 2011, we have, for sexual assault clients that came in to see them, they had 72 clients within a year in Haines. In 2012, for sexually assaulted clients, there was 86 clients that they saw.
Wow.
So that's some kind of indication that it does definitely exist here.
So now Becky's Place is a registered nonprofit. They've raised some money with community donations and grants. They even have furniture, bunk beds, a kitchen table. The next step is to find a house to rent. Mazakis says they have 3 options they're exploring right now. She's hopeful the doors for Becky's Place will open this summer. Mazakis says her work is driven by her Christian faith and this goal.
Well, I want women to know that they don't have to be another Becky.
If Becky's Place succeeds, it'll be an example of how small communities can pool resources and strengthen their support systems for victims of abuse. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.